Strap on your tool belts and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And we are inside My Fix It Up Life, and I am at the HGTV Smart Home. I traveled
2016. Mark it.
Traveled all the way from Philly, got up at 3:30 this morning, got on airplane, flew down to Raleigh, and I am here, and I am talking with, well, a star, an HGTV design star, Tiffany. Miss Tiffany, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm always good. I'm tired, but it's kind of like a euphoric tired. Moms understand. You said, you know.
Yeah.
You know how I'm feeling.
Yes. It's like you put all this effort into this thing, and then it comes alive, and you get to share it with the world.
But you want a nap, though. You want to nap, but you're still excited that this thing is here.
Well, that's why I wanted to sit in this little niche in this beautiful guest room, because this is like, I think it's like the mommy corner of the entire house, because I can see if somebody's coming up the stairs. I can see if somebody's going to want me. There's a bathroom here. I can have a cocktail here.
You can stash your wine bottles. There's electric for a wine refrigerator.
What?
These curtains open and close so you can hide.
Ooh.
I'm telling you.
No.
What do you mean?
I can't have this in my house. My husband, Mark, he would hide in here and he would jump out at me and scare me.
Husbands hide in the bathroom.
No, mine would.
Really?
Yeah, he would. Mark would. Did I ever tell you? So I have very, very bad vision.
Oh, so you like can't see.
I can't see.
Okay.
So when I take my contacts out, I'm not wearing glasses, I can see like, I don't know, 3-4 inches in front of my face. The amount of times I've gone to get into bed and Mark is wearing a hat or a tie or some kind of thing on his body and I can't see it till I get upon him and I'm like, whoa, what is that?
Are you kidding me?
No, so he would use this whole niche with the curtains and it would be not happy.
Mark needs to quit it. You need to tell Mark that I will fly up there and smack him around a little bit. He needs to quit doing that. But he does seem like a prankster. I met him a couple times, and he is just like that type of dude.
But there's an exercise room in this house all the way downstairs in the basement on the first, on the ground level.
Would that be his level?
That would be where he would be residing in that area because he does Spartan races. Obstacle course races.
Yeah, because he's kind of...
He would be down there.
Well, that's good. At least he will have a spot in the house so he doesn't jump out and scare you.
I would need to get some kind of like beep tracking system.
I think you need glasses.
I have glasses.
No, you have contact lenses, but do you have glasses?
Yes, I do.
Wear them.
Into bed?
Yeah. I mean, I take mine off as I feel like I'm falling asleep, but I do. Because I have contacts. I'm not as blind as you, mind you. But I take
I'm a 4. What are you?
I don't know what that means. But
that's
I can
legally blindish.
No, I can still. I may or may not be able to drive at night, but I can drive a car during the day without my contacts in. I'm a four.
Yeah,
maybe a 2.5.
Yeah,
if that's the scale.
Well, I went to the eye doctor once, and it's like a gate. Like I don't even want to see it. Like I know there's an E and then there's letters and stuff over there. Let's not play this game. I know you already did that electronic thing on my eye. You know what my prescription is.
And they're secretly judging you.
You know what my prescription is. Like what's as high as you can get with the little things that they move inside the contraption? And I think it's like 15.
In your forearm?
Yeah. They say that people have to wear their glasses to see their contacts to put their contacts in.
That's you?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, that's
people
a miserable
exist,
life.
If they're listening or engaging with us, I feel really bad because, like, 4 is hard. I can't even imagine what that must be like.
I'll say a prayer.
Yeah.
What do you think of the house?
Love, love, love. Okay, so I did this thing where I didn't want to know anything about it before I got here.
So you haven't been on social media?
Nothing. No, I have been anti-stalking.
Okay.
So I've disengaged completely from the entire situation here so that I could come here and just...
Take it all in.
Just the first sight. So I wasn't judging. I wasn't looking for something.
Okay.
Wasn't expecting anything.
Okay.
And I know it's a smart home, so there's all kinds of, like, cool gadgets
technology.
And everything here. Yes. And
it's tech mixed with pretty, though.
Oh, my gosh. This room is gorgeous. Like, I was saying to you when I got here, I was like, this wallpaper in this room, I think it's Sherwin-Williams.
Yes. It's Sherwin-Williams on the HGTV Home Collection.
Yes.
Coastal Cool.
Love this. And it looks like a modern, cool version of Dorothy Draper. Now,
oh, my God!
It does!
You
that
know I love me some Dorothy Draper. Yes. Anything. If you are relating at all me to that woman.
Yes. Well,
girl.
You know, the signature rose, that's her whole thing. This isn't the signature rose, but it's a modern, cool, it's got all of those colors. I love my handbag that I brought with me matches this room.
I think you need to leave that here. Mm-mm. I need everything that's happening with you today. You work in this room.
I kind of do. These are my colors in here. I totally do fit in here.
You need to, okay, I want to know what other rooms are your favorite.
Okay, so.
Okay, no, hold on. Before you answer that question, I want to know what you think about the kitchen tile.
On the wall?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it a yes?
Yes, it's a huge yes. I looked at the wall, I looked at the backsplash, I said, okay, so why aren't more people, like, carrying that through and making it a feature wall? Because tile can be so beautiful.
It can be.
And graphic and exciting, and everyone wants a feature wall, but why not carry something through they are already doing?
Yes.
Yes.
That tile was the entire influence of the first level, and I hope you're going to get to show your viewers the first level. Just wander through here with the video and just show everybody. But the tile was the influence of that entire level. It is by Fire Clay Tile.
Okay.
Fire Clay Tile.
I got to get the product in because somebody's going to ask
you. Somebody's going to ask you. So it's by Fire Clay Tile. And then it influenced the cabinetry colors. It influenced the sofa. It influenced those bar stools. It influenced the dining room. I literally started with a piece of tile.
I love that tile.
It needed to happen. And you know the boys were hating on it.
What?
The boys were hating on it. They were not feeling that tile. They thought I was crazy when I put that up.
Crazy smart. Crazy cool. It's really cool. Yeah, totally on trend. Everything. It's bold. It's graphic. It's exciting.
Yep.
It makes that whole space come alive. So gray cabinets in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Now, for a couple years, you know, cabinet companies have been saying gray is the new white. Gray is the new white. Is gray the new white to you?
I didn't know the cabinet companies were saying
that. They've been saying that. Even though white cabinets outsell everything else.
I didn't want to do white.
Yeah.
That's why I went with gray.
I love it.
Yeah, because I could have easily conceded to white, especially with that bold of a tile choice, but I didn't want it. I felt like I had to work extra hard to go against my intuitions with doing just a white, you know?
Yes.
But no, I just didn't want white because, I mean, the last couple of homes have had white and you usually see it. I know this year's dream home, you know, they mixed it up with the two cabinets, so I couldn't do that, but I just did not want white again.
Okay, the kitchen island. Yeah. What is that? I haven't touched it yet. What is that?
It's your typical MDF cabinet.
Really?
With a quartz top to it.
It looks like it's got the navy must be what is making it so rich looking.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I did know. I went kind of cuckoo with the colors. That's what my husband says. You went cuckoo with the colors in this house. But it flows. You know, every single level just, I feel, has a different story. Right now, we're on the upper level. It's very feminine. Then you get to the main level, and it kind of neutralizes out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then the lower level in the basement, you have a masculine feeling to it. Yes. You know, there's a masculine feel down there. And I wanted that. So I think it all works.
I think it works beautifully and seamlessly. And I think, you know, I know you have a lot of private clients that you work with.
Right.
Out of Chicago.
Yep. Yeah.
And being able to do a house like this where you don't have the influence of that client who is, a lot of people are afraid to go beyond grayish, go beyond beige and white and gray.
Especially where I live. You know, in the Midwest, they want to, because, you know, the coasts are rocking the styles first. You have the LA influence and you have the New York influence. And, you know, it takes a little while before it kind of gets into the middle part of the country. So, you know, I have to constantly look towards influences, you know, and then introduce that to the clients that do want all gray. You know, that's very popular right now. Whereas to me, I've been there, done that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And the neutrals are still in. People are, you know, getting away from the beiges now. And like I said, migrating to the gray. To me, it's all about those white backgrounds. And then we're coming in with colors that people have never seen before in the art, in the bedding, upholstery. You know, that's what I am. That's where my mind is now. And then, you know, we're still getting the request for the all gray rooms.
Well, I like that you're introducing it in different ways, because it's hard for someone to make this kind of decision.
Right.
To say, I'm going to go all out and go with an oversized graphic, bold print for my entire bedroom.
Yeah, it is. But it's one of those things to where you have the wallpaper, and then you take your cues with the subtlety. Mm-hmm. In this room, it was definitely the drapes. I knew that I had to do a white drape, but still give a nod to what's seen in the wallpaper. That's why I banded it. All the furniture in here, with the exception of the ottomans, are solid. So that was my way of watering down.
Yeah,
all
but the ottomans are print, but they're like that
they're really
tight print. So far away, it doesn't look like
a print.
Yeah, it does. It's, you know, that sort of, it's about scale.
Yes.
You can't have two giant scale
patterns
competing
with
each other.
It'll be hot mess.
Yeah. And then you look like you should be from 1983 and
yes.
Some kind of crazy band.
Where
and
everything
MTV.
Was punky neon. Everything was punky neon. 80s were my favorite time period.
So there's 38 windows in this house, I heard. And
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. I'm a numbers girl. I like numbers. So, yeah, that's a
lot.
Is
that a question that you asked somebody when you got here? How many windows do you have in
this house? I'm a fenestration fan. 38 windows in this house. And then there are many doors.
There's a lot of
doors. I don't know how many doors there are. I don't know that one yet.
I don't know that either.
But dealing with so many different windows, all the window treatments, and then all the breaking up with furniture and trying to lay everything out in the outdoor spaces, has it given you, like, has it been challenging to
How
deal
do
with?
You eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
By bite.
Yes.
I took it 1 week. Seriously, 1 week, we designed one space.
Okay.
The second week, we referenced the space that was, you know, adjoining to that space, and then we redesigned that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of, that's how I took this on. And then the rest is the help you get. You call in a crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find the superstar drapery that's local, and you call upon them to rock it out for you. You know, you send them the fabric, you send them all your sketches. But seriously, I did eat this elephant bite by bite. Week by week.
Okay, another favorite thing is the succulent framed art piece in the.
Oh, yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
I'm really into succulents right now.
Yeah.
In a major way.
Yeah.
And they're in all of the home improvement garden centers and
they're
everywhere.
Easy.
And they're hard to kill.
They are very hard to kill.
So
you
if you
try.
Have no green thumbs, you using.
Buy some succulents.
Yeah, it's
Buy
perfect.
Buy some succulents.
Shapes and colors and textures.
Yep. And then the art inside of it that's framing it out is outdoor art. So it really is four seasons. If the piece gets rained on or hit with the moisture, or in my area of the country, snow, you'll still be fine because of the type of canvas that they adhere to, and then they put a glaze treatment over it to make it suitable for the outdoors.
And there's also upcycle in here, the key art in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's called a juju hat that's downstairs.
African, it's a
something
a
like
African
that.
Tribal hat.
Yes.
Yep.
Down in the
in
other.
In the terrace suite.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And then there are masks down there too.
No, those are turtle shells.
They're not turtle shells.
Yeah, they are.
I walk by them too fast.
You
I have to
go
back down
there
and take a picture.
You got to go back down there.
I have to basically go room by room by room, taking lots
take
of
it all
pictures.
In. Yes.
And
you got to share them. Please share it.
I'm going to share them.
Okay.
Definitely.
Because people want to know. People want to see what we're talking about.
They do. They want to see everything from the lighting fixtures to like what's outside.
Right.
You know, the facade. And also, I don't know if I'm allowed to, but the context. So a lot of people ask me when I've come to these homes. I've been to Urban Oasis and the Green Home.
Yep.
And the Dream Home and all that over the years. And then it's like, what's the neighborhood like?
Well,
am I allowed? Is that like not cool?
No, it's cool to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, so, and that's kind of how I tried to start designing this house. Raleigh as a brand is so diverse, and it's ever changing because it has so many colleges, and then you have all these millennials coming out of schools deciding to stay in Raleigh. That's increasing the diversity. So it's almost like the brand of this city was a moving target. So I kind of took cues from that. You know, overly, the architecture of this house is a traditional Southern craftsman style house. That's what you're going to see when you look outside. But when you come inside, I flex my diversity. You know, I added ethnic touches in there. the Spanish feel from that tile that you get. That whole basement, it screams very tribal when you get down to that lower level. Very ethnic. Contemporary in here. Traditional bones. You see all of that mixed into this house, but the one thing that I tried to adjoin each room with and each space with was to connect it by color.
And it does connect beautifully by color. I mean, from room to room, looking from one room, I'm looking at a bathroom, I'm looking at a hallway right now.
It works.
And it just blends in. There's nothing that seems like it's out of place. It's just so
too
perfect.
Jarring.
It's absolutely just so perfect. It's ridiculous. And even there is that artwork going down the stairway that is pieces of what it looks like a bigger picture of a timber.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. It's giant. How many
pictures?
There's
a story behind that.
Okay.
So Raleigh is known as the City of Oaks. Mm-hmm. That's their name. So what we did was I called on a company called Mitchell Black. They're new to the interior design scene. They're showing at High Point off and on. And I called upon them because they specialize in pieces of art that way. So we found a tree trunk ring online. We inverted the images, played with the graphics of this oak ring. I told them the size that I need, and they sent me that. It was ridiculous.
That is absolutely amazing. So that can be done if
it
you really
done.
Wanted to
yeah.
have them. Okay, so before I say goodbye,
okay,
what are you working on right now? What else besides the HGTV smart home are we going to find you doing? Where should we be stalking
where
you,
Where should we
Tiffany?
Be stalking me? I have been lazy on my blog. I'm so sorry. I know. Because I have a good number. I have about 25,000 followers on that thing. And I have just been like dead tired. But I'm going to get back up the blog again. I have to because there's so much content out. I've done a lot of digital content with HGTV, and then I'm still working on my private and national clients near Chicago, and then eDesign is really taking off. That's how I kind of answer the calls to the homeowners that are far away, that wants a quick room done by a professional, somebody they know, somebody they trust the look of, but they're not going to pay like thousands of dollars to fly me in for a day.
Yes.
So the eDesign thing, and then I have the studio in Chicago. It's become a mini accessory storefront.
Oh,
plus
my
that's
gosh.
Where you can find me. So I got my little hands in a couple of different things.
Well, and the eDesign thing I want to go back to really quickly, because if you want to hire Tiffany to design a room in your home or many rooms in your home, you can go on our website.
Yep.
And it's a process of filling out a questionnaire and square footage and photographs, I imagine.
Photographing. I need elevations. I need angle shots. Mm-hmm. And if they can, feel so inclined, send me a video, too, of the room. You know, because some people forget to put in those little details that I pick up on, like the crown molding height and the trim. And they don't know that.
Yes.
They don't know to mark the location of the outlets. But that's important, especially if they're requesting a television in the room.
Yes.
So they send it back to me, and it's a long questionnaire. I want to make sure I get it right the first time. They also send me inspirational images from Pinterest or Houzz or HGTV.com. Has become an increasingly popular in my inbox. And I get going. We usually set up a phone call in between, and then they answer some more questions. And then in about 21 to 30 days, they get back a complete design.
So they get a box in the mail?
No. I'm trying to go paper-free now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, samples, you got to wait to get samples. All that stuff slows it down. Mm-hmm. But if they request me to render it, I shoot it all to them electronically in this, like, e-magazine that they can go through. Then if they want me to print it out or create a book for them, I can do that too.
That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Basically, you can get your own
HGTV
makeover by a design star.
Yes.
Anywhere you live in the country, in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Pretty much.
That is the coolest thing. Okay, your website. I always like. It's a bunch of letters. What is it?
My website?
Yeah, isn't it like
no,
you
it's TiffanyBrooksInteriors.com.
Used to have
I
an old
incorporated.
Website. Did you
I
have it? Used to have a
Yay,
whole website?
You and your decor.
Yes.
Yeah, I incorporated.
Okay, good.
Scratch that. It's now my name. People are finding me by my name now.
Yes. So go there. Follow
Tiffany Brooks Interiors, and then you click eDesign. You can see before and after. You can see client stories. Soon you'll be able to see this, and you know we'll link some videos to it, and it's growing.
And subscribe to that blog, because you know what? She's
going to
write something too. I promise.
I promise. I will write. I promise. It's coming from me.
Well, this house is absolutely amazing,
Thank
and I'm going to go find out some more about the tech part of the house
Perfect.
Next.
Yes, that's with Carly.
Yeah,
she's a sweetheart, and she's the absolute genius.
Yeah, I'm not a tech person.
Makes my head spin.
All the buttons, the things you can control with this and that.
I need her to organize my phone. You know how you people just kind of like organize the screens for the app so it makes more sense?
Oh, I can do that. You know what I can't do? Is I had the boarding pass that, on my thing this morning.
Yeah.
And it went into my pass book, I guess, on my iPhone. The wallet thing.
Okay.
And then it had a different time for the time that the airplane was supposed to leave than what I thought it was. So I think my time zone is different in my wallet than it is in real life. I know. My head exploded.
That's a hot mess.
Yeah.
You should not.
No.
It shouldn't be different.
No.
Especially talk to Carly.
Yeah, she'll be able to fix
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I might intrude on your video. And I'm like, just while you talking to her real quick, Carly,
can you organize my apps? We are at the smart house. Show me all the stuff.
I need to get my life.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Looking for an easy and fast way to update furniture, rugs, and other home decor? Try Krylon spray paint. We've used Krylon on everything from metal to melamine. For more information on spray paint projects and how to make it yours, head over to Krylon.com. Habitat for Humanity restores are a good deal for you, your community, and the environment. Restores sell new and gently used home furnishings, appliances, and building materials at a fraction of retail price. Proceeds are used to build homes. Find your local Restore at habitat.org/restores.
It might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. It might be the first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple hello, what do? But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be grandkids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be lifelong love filled guarantee, and I'm so glad that we. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my fix it up life. My crazy fix-it-up life. This is our Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life.